celebrate the life of a special man, of a praying father, a caring grandfather, a loving pastor, and a faithful friend. Some people can go through life without leaving much of a mark to indicate they've been there. Others blaze a trail that challenges those behind to follow them with confidence. And our brother was of the latter. His commitment to his family, to his church, and to his God are almost legendary. Up at 5 o'clock in the morning, he entered the heavenly sanctuary to begin his high priestly work of interceding for his children, for his children's children, and for their children. Each was presented to the Heavenly Father by name, and blessings from his holy hand were asked for on their behalf. Each one was represented with a request for heaven's protection from the evil one. That heavenly reception room heard his requests for generous portions of wisdom and guidance for the critical decisions of life, like jobs, careers, and marriage partners. And as those marital unions were blessed with children, those little ones too were presented by name to the Father who had made them, invoking his blessing and protective hand over them as well. The staff at the personal care home too were presented before the Father to hear his expressions of gratitude and thanksgiving for their care, and to ask for the Father's blessing upon them in their work, in their marriages, in their families, and in their relationship to the Heavenly Father. He will be missed by many. He walked the path of faith. He blazed a trail along the way of prayer. He left us a pattern and example to follow. And his legacy will continue to impact the succeeding generations who will be the recipients of God's blessings in honor of his servant's faithfulness. There is so much more that could be said that I would like to say about our brother, but I have said more about him already than he would have wanted me to say. Talking to him about his funeral, he told me that he didn't want me to preach him into heaven because he'd be there already anyhow. Rather, he asked me to use the words of Psalm 73:23 as his funeral text and to be sure that God was going to be honored during the service. On behalf of the family, I wish to welcome you to this memorial service here today. It is always encouraging for the family to see many friends come out at a time like this. And as a family looks back upon this service today and recalls your caring presence here, that fact alone will be a source of comfort and encouragement to them. I invite you to take your hymn books and turn to hymn number 176 as we sing that well-known hymn, "Oh, How I Love Jesus." In many words, in many ways, pardon me, the words of testimony of our brother.
There is a name I love to hear, I love to sing its worth. It sounds like music here.
Billy Craker, a granddaughter to our brother Lowen, will come and sing for us at this time. Please come. Jesus liveth, and on the earth
Thank you for that lovely song of confident affirmation at a service like this. Jake Lowe, and a son to our brother and pastor, is going to come and read the obituary. Please come.
Peter J. Lowen was born at Pumkuli, Manitoba, April the 10th, 1892. With courage and dignity, he went to be with his Lord, May the 7th, 1996, at 9 p.m., at the age of 104 years and 27 days. Dad married Margarita Brown, December the 18th, 1913. He was accepted into the Burchtaler Church, Altona, where Dad made his confession of faith in 1923. Dad was elected into the ministry of the Burchtaler Church in fall of 1939. Dad served in this capacity for 40 years. He will be remembered as a kind, concerned, and caring person who touched the hearts of all who knew him in his service as minister at weddings, church membership classes, baptism, anniversaries, funerals, and home visitations. Interest in current developments always attracted his attention. In 1913, the newly married couple were given a ride on Main Street in Altona, Manitoba, at 25 miles per hour. And the question was raised whether the human body could tolerate this speed without ill body effects. Both Dad and Mother enjoyed flying. On one occasion, their son flew them to a farm near Rosenfeld, Manitoba, where they could visit with their former farm neighbors. Dad's last ride at the age of 100 over the countryside from Steinbach to Rosengard, to Morris, to Altona, to Gnadenthal, to Low Farm, and back to Steinbach was a topic of conversation for months, with a gleam of adventure in his eyes and a soft chuckle of accomplishment. He loved reading. If he received the Caroline at news at noon, he could ask you about a want ad or auction sale at 6 p.m. the same day. A week before his passing, he was still reading his devotional book, Our Daily Bread. Dad enjoyed driving his car, but at 90 years, he voluntarily handed in his driver's license at the town office. The official in charge was surprised at this event because usually the authorities asked for the license rather than having the driver return it. Dad's remark was that he did not want to spoil his driving record. Dad got special recognition as an honored guest in the town of Steinbach parade in 1992. Dad took up residence at Personal Care Home February 1983 and spent 2 months with Mother before she went to be with the Lord. Dad was thankful and appreciative of the care he received. We as family want to express special thanks to Dr. Large, Debbie Harms, and her nursing and care staff. Left to cherish his memory are 4 daughters, Margaret Newton, Thunder Bay, Susan and husband Abe Rempel, Portage la Prairie, Anne and husband Frank Harms, Steinbach, Viola and husband Henry Rempel, Prince George, BC, 6 sons, Peter from Denver, Colorado, John and wife Margaret from Kelowna, BC, Jake and Mary, Winnipeg, Manitoba, Abe and Laurie from Steinbach, William and Mary, Abbotsford, BC, Bernie and Mildred, Edmonton, Alberta, 34 grandchildren, 63 great-grandchildren, 7 great-great-grandchildren, 1 brother Frank in McGregor Personal Care Home. He was predeceased by his wife Margarita in 1983, by daughter Lena in 1979, son-in-law John Heppner, and son-in-law Frank Newton. 1 son Henry, 6 years 11 months old, and one son, Abe, in infancy, four brothers and three sisters. The family.
Wyatt Campbell, a grandson to Mr. Loewen, has written a poem entitled Lovingly Remembered. Wyatt, we're going to ask you to come and read it at this time. Please come.
Memory is a lovely lane where hearts are ever true. A lane I often travel down because it leads to you. I know that like a candle, your lovely light will shine. You've brightened up our faces, made them more perfect, more divine. There'll always be heartache and often a silent tear, but always precious memories of days gone by when you were near. I hold you close within my heart, and there you shall remain to walk with me down memory lane.
Thank you, Wyatt. Few things express the sentiment of a human heart as poetry. Thank you so much. In just a few moments, we're going to ask the funeral directors to take over this part of the service. But before they do, the string quartet will sing two favorites, will play two favorite numbers, German hymns, which our brother appreciated, and I'm sure we will all recognize. So, Nimm denn meine Hände, and die Gnade sei mit allen.